In today's show, Bitcoin will remind everyone who the king is, says trader as Bitcoin dips to 44,000. That's right, new all-time highs are all but guaranteed when the time is right, the latest analysis claims, as both Bitcoin and altcoins take a breather. And as crypto analyst Pentoshi shares, when it's time to buy, I'll be going with the Bitcoin heavy rotational focus for the first time this year. If $40,000 to $42,000 is our new higher low, and Bitcoin truly is to go to new all-time highs, it'll remind everyone who the king is. Bitcoin leads the pack from there and is far more bullish. And as William Clemente points out, the price is down today while the whale holdings went up by 13,000 BTC. Funny how that works. Also breaking news just in, billionaire Peter Thiel's Planeteer Tech is now accepting Bitcoin. Quoting him here, you have to be prepared for a future with more black swan events. Also in today's show, emerging economies dominate chain analysis 2021 global crypto adoption index. That's right. The report indicated that worldwide adoption of crypto assets jumped over 1200% with peer-to-peer platforms driving crypto usage in emerging economies. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Ethereum liquidity crisis could see new ETH all-time high before Bitcoin, according to analyst and CEO of CryptoQuant, Ki Jung Yu, who wrote, current Ethereum price is closer to all-time high compared to Bitcoin, and higher demand, lower supply, ETH sell-side liquidity crisis still intensifies while Bitcoin exchange reserve stopped its downward trend in May. And as William Clemente shares here, regarding a Bitcoin illiquid supply shock, the metric continues to grind slowly upward, currently at levels previously, $58,000 Bitcoin. Bitcoin, watching for another major impulse. Also in today's show, stock to flow model suggests a second leg of Bitcoin bull market imminent. As Plan B shares here, both stock to flow and on-chain signal still indicating a second leg of this bull market. And he also goes on to share, in my opinion, we are going up first to 100,000 and then $288,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most of the major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Right down below, as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin fell to test $44,000 this morning on Wednesday, with traders still bullish on new all-time highs. And as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, all eyes on $42,000 for a higher low. Data for Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView showed Bitcoin hitting local lows of $44,215 on Bitstamp overnight, a continuation of consolidation seen on Tuesday. The latest dip marks a $3,800 come down after Bitcoin saw a rejection at $48,000 several days ago. This was expected as seller pressure from that level and upwards remain significant, with the bulls so far lacking the momentum to absorb their positions. But for popular crypto trader Pentoshi, however, this was just a temporary feature. Bitcoin, he argued on the day, will remind everyone who the king is. And checking out his responses right here. On the other side, alts on weekly making higher low, and alts just went 2 to 3x. A higher low can be deeper than you think. It's too early yet. And he also shares that the bulls have to set up soon or the alts may go weekly sideways parabolic, but I don't think It'll go deeper. So there you have it. Attention was thus on $42,000 support for potential higher low construction, a level not tested since August 7th. And as I shared in yesterday's episode, should Bitcoin crush the $48,000 resistance, the next stop could be easily $55,000 or more. So let's go BTC. Meanwhile, veteran trader Peter Brandt joined fellow trader and analyst Rhett Capital eyeing a rising wedge pattern for Bitcoin, as he shared here on crypto Twitter. Rising wedge, will it fulfill its expectations or fail to launch? As you can see right here in this chart, and checking out some of the responses, someone wrote, if you start with a bearish bias and look for confirmation on the charts, you will find it. If you start with a bullish bias and look for confirmation on the charts, you will also find it. Looking at technical analysis as objectively as possible, Peter, are you bullish or bearish? And Peter responded, does not matter if I am bullish or bearish. I am long substantially, but am concerned bullish sentiment remains much too high. Now let's talk about Ethereum retesting that critical $3,000 support, which is precisely where we're at the time of this recording. And out of the top 50 cryptocurrencies by market cap, daily losses of 7% were not uncommon, while Ethereum returned to challenge $3,000 support, as you can see here in the ETH 1 hour candle chart. And as crypto analyst Rhett Capital shares, fantastic weekly close. The altcoin market has rallied to the next resistance in the red. Altcoin market has enjoyed 4 weeks of straight upside. So in the event that the altcoin market fails to breach this red resistance, a healthy dip to the orange area could be on the cards, as he shares right here in this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And as Will and Clemente shares, the Bitcoin price down today while Whale Holdings went up by 13,000 BTC. Funny how that works. Also breaking news today just in, billionaire Peter Thiel's Planeteer Tech is now accepting Bitcoin. Quoting him right here, you have to be prepared for a future with more black swan events. And speaking of Peter Thiel, he also made the headlines here. Peter Thiel back crypto broker, Bitpanda triples valuation in 5 months to $4.1 billion. Crazy, right? Let the massive Bitcoin adoption continue. And before I break down our next story of the day, emerging economies dominate chain analysis 2021, global crypto adoption index, as well as Ethereum liquidity crisis could see new ETH all-time high before Bitcoin, as well as stock to flow model suggests second leg of Bitcoin bull market imminent. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most all the major altcoins currently correcting and in the red, minus Solana, which is up like 7% for the day, trading at about $75. We have Bitcoin down 4%, but still trading above 44,700. We have Ether down 7.5%, but still maintaining that critical $3,000 support. We have XRP down a whopping 10%, trading at $1.07, and Cardano down 5.5%, trading just under $2. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Vietnam, India, and Pakistan are leading the world in terms of crypto adoption, underscoring the resilience of peer-to-peer monetary systems in emerging economies. Chain Analysis 2021 Global Crypto Adoption Index evaluated 154 countries based on three key metrics: on-chain crypto value received, on-chain retail value transferred, and peer-to-peer exchange trade volume. Each metric was weighted by purchasing power parity. Now, Vietnam received the highest index score from its strong performance across all three metrics. India was a distant second, but still performed exceptionally well for on-chain value received and on-chain retail value received. Pakistan came in third with a strong showing across all three metrics, and the top 20 countries were largely made up of emerging economies, with the likes of Tanzania, Togo, and even Afghanistan making the rank. Interestingly, the US and China saw their ranking slip to 8th and 9th respectively. And for the 2020 index, China ranked 4th and the US held it down with the 6th spot. And right here in your screen, you're looking at the crypto adoption growing rapidly all around the world across these markets. And as of early August, Nigeria ranked 1st in the world for Bitcoin Google searches. The nation of 400 million people has made sub-Saharan Africa the global leader in peer-to-peer Bitcoin trading. Meanwhile, in Latin America, several countries are exploring the possibility of more mainstream acceptance of digital assets such as Bitcoin. In June of this year, as we all know, El Salvador became the first nation in the world to recognize Bitcoin as a legal tender and move to a Bitcoin standard. And since then, other many Latin American countries have been in talks of doing the same, including Panama, Paraguay, and even Colombia, as I covered in a previous episode. And before I break down our next story of the day, Ethereum liquidity crisis could see new ETH all-time high before Bitcoin, as well as stock to flow model suggests second leg of Bitcoin bull market imminent, which could take us all the way up to $288,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.9 trillion with $125 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and current Bitcoin dominance 44.4% with the Ether dominance at 18.6%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Quant up 14%, trading at $178. Arweave up 12%, trading at $25. And Near Protocol up almost 7%, trading at $4.12. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 73 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 72 and last week a 70 in greed, while last month was a 24, the polar opposite in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum's native token, Ether, may beat Bitcoin to new all-time highs. Fresh analysis reveals in a new tweet on Wednesday, Ki Jung Yu, CEO of on-chain analytics service CryptoQuant, highlighted a sell-side liquidity crisis that could yet give Ethereum the edge over BTC. As he shares here in this tweet, ETH might reach its all-time high earlier than Bitcoin in the long term. Number one, current ETH price is closer to all-time high compared to BTC. And number two, higher demand, lower supply. ETH sell-side liquidity crisis still intensifies while Bitcoin exchange reserve stopped its downward trend in May, as you can see right here in this chart. And he also tweets here that Ethereum exchange net flow chart, you can see right here, as well as technically ETH might have some corrections in the short term, but I think ETH might outperform Bitcoin if the Bitcoin price going sideways or bullish. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the CryptoQuant CEO. And with Bitcoin up over 50% versus its lows of 29,000, altcoins have also began to reawaken, with Ether as no exception. The largest altcoin has recaptured that $3,000 support, a level that this week is now in the process of being retested once again. And despite attention focusing on Bitcoin reclaiming that critical 50K resistance, optimism over Ether remains high after a successful London hard fork deployment earlier this month. And thanks in part to the supply changes pushed through via the hard fork, a liquidity shortfall could ultimately serve to push Ether to new historic peaks before Bitcoin manages to do the same. And in terms of numbers, Bitcoin exchange reserves have been declining since May, only to return in late July from a peak of 2.54 million on July 26. Bitcoin reserves then declined to 2.44 million this week. Now, Key is not alone in forecasting a more rampant bull charge for Ether compared to Bitcoin. And as I've shared in a previous episode, Bloomberg Intelligence has also come out favoring ETH over BTC in a recent report, even forecasting a flippening of the largest cryptocurrency. Meanwhile, data continues to show a supply shock underway for Bitcoin as well, something that has its own historical precedent for sparking Bitcoin price run-ups. Quoting William Clemente right here, illiquid supply shock ratio has been a good leading indicator over the past few months. Impulses in both directions have resulted in price action following as the metric continues to grind slowly upward, currently at levels previously $58,000 BTC, watching for another major impulse. So there you have it. Let me know if you feel that Ethereum will likely break out and reach a new all-time high before Bitcoin. Holla at your boy in the live chat right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, stock to flow model suggests a second leg of this Bitcoin bull market imminent, as Plan B is predicting a $100,000 and then $288,000 Bitcoin price action. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 880 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button to help support the channel and help me get to 50,000 subs along with the Bitcoin price. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And you can also follow me on Facebook. I have a private crypto Facebook group as well as Telegram, which is important because many times on YouTube, you won't get my notifications even when they're turned on. But if you're plugged into my Telegram chat, you'll get notifications when I go live. And also be sure to follow me on TikTok. And real quick, I want to give a special shout out to Brent Budd as well as No Money G. I appreciate the super chat / sticker contributions. No Money G wrote, "Let's freaking go. Bitcoin to the moon." And Brent wrote, "You rock, JV." I appreciate it once again. So thank you. Now let's break down our final story of the day. According to Plan B, the brainchild behind the highly debated Bitcoin stock to flow model, the bull market is not yet over. That's right. We're just getting started. The second leg is about to begin. In a new tweet on August 18th, the analyst posted an update of the model showing that target white line and on-chain pricing signals indicate that we are still in the middle of this cycle. The target price for the fourth cycle is well over $100,000. Let's go six-figure BTC. Both Bitcoin stock to flow and on-chain signal still indicating a second leg of this bull market. And in the comments down below, someone asked why people still saying it's a bull while 90% of the traders are in a loss. And Plan B had a pretty educated response right here. Bitcoin is up 4x since a year ago. Investors are in profit. 90% of traders are always in loss in any market because they trade too much and are killed by costs, or they have no system and are killed by emotions, or they are killed by hedge fund trading desks. Odds are against trading. That, my friend, is a fact. An on-chain analyst, Willy Wu, chimed in. 90% of traders are always in a loss. This is the norm for all markets except BitMEX, where it's 99% of those people are losing in their trades because of over-leveraged positions. Checking out some more of these responses here from his tweet. Are we shooting for 288,000 again or still 100,000? I'm confused. And Plan B responded, in my opinion, we are going up. First, to 100,000 and then $288,000 per BTC. And earlier this month, Plan B said that the model was running like clockwork when Bitcoin closed July above 41,000. And in late June, the model predicted the Bitcoin price would top 98,000 by November, which is now just 3 months away. There have been several detractors to the methodology used in predicting these epic price surges. The stock to flow multiple, which tracks the actual price compared with the predicted one, reported that it is actually a deviation of negative 0.83 from what it should be. Actual price, $45,984. Model price, $105,000. Stock to flow multiple, negative 0.83. And checking out some recent tweets from Plan B, he also shares that the Bitcoin RSI is approaching the 70 plus area, which is another bullish indicator. He also shares that August 2020, Bitcoin was 11,500. We are up 4x in a year. That's right. Let's go BTC. My worst case scenario for 2021, August, greater than 47,000. September, greater than 43,000. October, greater than 63,000. November, greater than 98,000. And December, greater than 135,000 per BTC, which ultimately means if the Bitcoin price isn't a minimal of $100,000 by December, then the stock to flow would be invalidated. Now, stock to flow X predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the stock to flow model. And when do you feel we're likely to break that six-figure mark? Holla at your boy in the live chat right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin will remind everyone who the king is, says trader as Bitcoin dips to $44,000. Also in today's show, we discuss emerging economies, dominating chain analysis 2021, global crypto adoption index as crypto assets jumped over 1,200%. Also in today's show, we discuss Ethereum liquidity crisis, could see new ETH all-time high before Bitcoin. Also in today's show, we discuss the infamous Bitcoin stock to flow model, which suggests a second leg of this Bitcoin bull market imminent, with Plan B predicting we go to first 100,000 and then $288,000 per BTC. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top comments from yesterday's episode, Pete Phillips wrote, "Hey JV, thanks for the great content. I live in Vanuatu, way down in the Southwest Pacific, and don't miss an episode. Keep up the good work, man. We are mainly a tourist destination and most of us have been wiped out with COVID, and there is no chance of any of that changing in the near future. I'm a long-term hodler and your show keeps me positive and sane. Regards, Pete Phillips. I appreciate your continued support, Pete. And this next comment comes from a man, Inner Dino, who wrote, "Thanks, JV. Best news channel. Never was much of a technical analysis man. Good job, JV. I appreciate your continued support, Inner Dino." And this third comment comes from LFC Liverpool Film Club, who wrote, "Superb as always, JV. Warmest regards from Tony from Liverpool." Thank you, Tony. I appreciate your continued support. And for an opportunity to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?